It's Rise FM with Lwandlungu Lungyeza, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we are addressing the father wound because we celebrated Father's Day, and for others, it was emotional. For others, yeah, it was okay. Now, ngifuna ukunikeza counseling for free, whether you are a mother that's dealing with an absent father or you are the child who is dealing with the reality of an absent father. We suffer more in imagination than in reality. That is to say, we suffer more in what we imagine our lives should be or could be than in the actual reality of what our lives are. And the truth is that just because someone birthed you does not mean they are a good person or that they would contribute positively to your life. And this is not just about fathers, because there are mothers as well who are not heaven sent either. Sometimes the absence of a parent is a blessing in disguise. And as painful as it is, and that might be you. I don't know what your reality is. But there are people who have disowned their parents in order to protect their mental health and heal from childhood wounds. And you are just crippled by the fact that altogether, not knowing whether it would have been a blessing or not. Now, it is okay to want to know who your father is, but do not assume that you will like them. You've got a lot of questions about your father not being a part of your life. But umungahlangana nema siblings akho la a present khona bangaqhebula bathi you are very lucky. You might think we are the fortunate ones, but yeah, babe uslimatile, uslukumetile kakhulu. Siyafisa where he wasn't a part of our lives. So you see why we suffer more in imagination than in reality, because we always imagine certain things were a certain way that would make life different or better for us. But the truth is, it's an assumption. You don't know. You don't know the kind of person that your father is, or if he would have brought a positive contribution to our life or destroyed you. So, kungako ngithi mine uma kunendo lebhlungu kodwa lefanele siyamukele ngempilo is that our realities are not the same. There are people who have present fathers, but they are longing for a father figure lefana naloku labakubona ebanganini babo, because lona lokhona akakhi uyathi leader. You were protected, whether by God or by a decision that your mother made on your behalf. Wangam nigeti ni chance. Guti abe kona and hurt you, whether mentally or physically. And ngela gusibobabe bavisisa. I am not in any way saying gusibobabe ngaso sonke isikhathi bayalimata. But I am saying sometimes we need to accept guti kungabi khona kwababe protects a child from the demons that a father might be battling in Bulunek. There are so many children today labangekho emhlabeni bafele nje ukuthi babe beka khona empilweni yabo, and unfortunately babe beka netitha and they suffered. Bathi batiphindiselela for whatever leyatiwa ngibabe, batiphindiselela ngabo. I can go on and on and on, but the point is, everything happens for a reason, and sometimes we don't realize it until later in life. Kuthi bekumele kube ngalendlela le, ngoba intsandwa yaNkulunkulu ibhlungu. But ngalesinye isikhathi, isuka isivukela tu kwebhlungu lobudlula lobuthini lesithi buhlungu lobu lisibungene nabo. So the question of the evening is, who must hold an absent father accountable? The mother or the child? You will let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. It's Rise FM with Shola Ama, who's loving my baby. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we are addressing the father won't. With the question of the evening being, who must hold an absent father accountable, the mother or the child? So you let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's RAZ FM 943. And just to explain the term father wound, it refers to the emotional and psychological damage that can result from a father's absence or negative presence in a child's life. This can include physical absence, emotional distance, or being overly critical, abusive, or controlling. So understand, Gutsi, uma sikhuluma nge-father wound, asikhulumi kuphela nge-situation where babe is physically absent. Uyaba khona babe in the physical, but abe absent in terms of le role efanele ayidlale. Njengoba ngishilo, ngasilesinye isikhathi sikhalela ukuthi bekangekho physically, but uthole ukuthi laba le babe nenhlanhla, if we may call it that, yokuthi abe khona kubo physically, bathi hey, silimele. Siphume ekhaya sibaleka saye emiqashweni kungakalungi ngoba sibalekela babe. So uyabona ukuthi a father can be present in the physical but absent in terms of indlela ladlala ngayo irole. Now, key aspects of the father wound. Absenteeism. This can be physical, such as the father who is not present due to death, divorce, or other circumstances, or emotional, where the father is physically present but emotionally unavailable. You see why in the beginning I said we suffer more in imagination than in reality. So you assume things would be different, and now that is crippling you. But the reality is you do not know. Ngendeka ukuthi noma ngabe bekakhona physically, but emotionally u unavailable ngoba naye mhlambe une father wound or unetinvo la dila nato empilweni yakhe that he needs to heal from in order to be a father in the true sense. Now, negative presence. This includes fathers who are critical, abusive, physically or emotionally controlling, or who consistently fail to offer support and encouragement. Impact on self-esteem. Children with a father wound may struggle with feelings of unworthiness, insecurity, and a lack of self-acceptance. And this applies to both bantwana labathi babe u absent physically nalaba labathi ukhona but u absent in terms of emotionally and the role that he should be playing as a father lokhona empilweni yethu. Now, relationship difficulties. The wound can manifest as difficulty forming healthy relationships, fear of abandonment, or seeking out unavailable partners. And Elena ke ivame kubonakala kakhulu ukuthi bafati ngoba banokusho njalo bathi ungabona umfati a clean yathandza amadoza langamthandzi thandza kulandzelana une father wound. Yeah, daddy issues. Uyabona so ukuthi leso sikhathi uyaba khona babe. But ibe solo lendikhona ukuthi I'm longing for a father's love. Uzu uyifune nasemjolweni or kuma relationship. Bantu bamangala ukuthi ubanjani nema daddy issues kube sathi ukuthi ukhule akhona babe. Cha, the relationship yakhe nababe was not one that made them feel ukuthi babu khona empilweni yakhe. They did not feel loved. They did not get reassurance from babe. Mhlambe lo munye futhi babe was not even someone who was concerned with getting to know the child. Anga provider nje athenga imbupho abeke lapha saka leti ngqondo uthena ucetsile akasimngani webantwana bakhona bobabo lenjalo sangisimngani wemntwana and bantwana vele they want to bond badlale nababe and get to know babe on an intimate level. Now, mental health challenges. Father wounds can contribute to anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. You see why ngithi mine uma ngabe unaso lesilonza dituthude ngokuthi I'm assuming ukuthi kube babe ukhona life would be different, because the truth is uma ngabe your case is one way it was a blessing in disguise, you are now turning the blessing into a curse because awadi you assume ukuthi kuba khona kwababe would have been different. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to ukuthi who must hold an absent father accountable, the mother or the child. And you can also let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's RAZ FM 943, and you know what to do. It's RAZ FM with Artwork Sounds, A Do for Love, and you're still tuned in to RAZ FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's RAZ FM 943, who must hold an absent father accountable, the mother or the child? And this is what you had to say. Enoch Pro Ngwenyama Jr. Uthi, the kid, especially if she or he must, or rather, the kid, especially she or he must know where's the father. Maxim Kondo, to some of us, it's not by choice, but the decision that the mother has taken took my son away from me in Pretoria to Bushbuck Ridge, living with a grandma while both of us are staying in Pretoria but no longer seeing each other. BJ Bila, Utsi, the father himself, knowing very well that you have a kid but not available. Pumeza Zwane Uthi, you just surrender him to God. The rest is history. Most of people who were absent in their kids' life, shame they are paying some in their old age. It's so no shame. Okay, I'm not going to gossip about that one, but Uthi Fatla Fatla. Now, enough, now we want to answer. Go to the station's Facebook page. And it's up here, Lala. It's a universe that's beyond human control. Sibusiso Maxwell calls, it's the kid. Because sometimes mothers tend to push fathers away. However, it's the father's responsibility to fight for his presence in the kid's life, even if it means taking legal steps. Logic inonkino, uthi God's will should, Manzini. Lungelo langa, uthi we all know how that movie ends. First, it's either the father doesn't care or the mother wants nothing to do with the father, etc. Sadly, nowadays, it ends in rest in peace. Yeah, sadly, that is the reality. George Fama Kekane, uthi father, happy Wednesday. Hashtag RiseFM, ki George at PTA, extension 16, Pumulong, hi. Oh, wow. Hi, GP. Sidwell Msibi, uthi both. Mfihlo Magesh, manana, uthi aibo, ubani nje ongathanda ukondlela enye indoda kudla kudura kangaka. Unless mjidu yazama, but unemployed, or rather unemployment ihlasela anyone. Angabekela, okay? Victor Mgidi, uthi child. There is Andile S. Mkwanazi, uthi mine ngicela radio station ye Rise FM. Okay, ngicabanga ukuthi usho i-frequency. I'll find out. Karabolina Lutswalo uthi both of them, Harold Rex Lawson, before holding him accountable, one needs to know and understand what led to him being absent. Is the mother of the child intentionally preventing him from seeing and being a part of the child's life as a dad? Certain things need to be answered and established before casting blame on the father. We should also know and remember that anyone can be a father, but not everyone can play the role of a dad. Beautifully said. And I think if I'm understanding Harold well, Uthi, this is a conversation between the child and the father. That's how it should be. Because obviously, if mdwana kuliswe a single mother, what il side la mag? So, umangabe feel like, you know, I need answers. But now I must sit across you and tell you, this is what my mother told me. But now, what happened, Papa? What went wrong? I understand umangabe nihlukene but mine ngifelani, you understand? And ngibona ngathi futhi mhlambe uma kuba ngibabe nemntwana kutoba lula ngoba phela remember nobody wants to be vulnerable around their ex. Kuba nalento leyo nje ukuthi hayi wena ungadongiphaphela, I don't know UN explanations. Uyakhumbula ngikuthole zone 6 nana same wena. Nyalo so uyabona kuyovuka naleti ndzaba that contributed to the breakdown of the relationship. But uma sohleti nemntwana akho 1-on-1 umkhiphile makwakhe na whatever anger that you might still have towards the mother because of tindolene ndane ton, you are able to be vulnerable and intimate nemntwanakho to say, in all honesty, ngiyaqolisa, ngibe weak la nala, liphutha lami mntwanami ngilana la ene ngiyaqolisa. Uma ngabe ngahluleka kukulwela ngoba nami I couldn't stand your mother. Utokhona kukusho lokho in the absence of the mother. But uma ngabe make yakhona, can you imagine your ex telling you 20 years later, I couldn't stand this one because she did want to. Now, so it's because when now it's no longer about the child, but addressing whatever anger you both might still have based on Len and Danagon. So, ingaba tricky njalo. Kanti uma silungisa budlelwane nalo wakithi, lo phahle emsamo wasekhaya, sikhulume sisodwa, siyilungise singumndeni, sikhiphe loya wangaphandle ngoba lo yakadle kadleni, all honesty. Noma vele sithi kungiloko akusiaffecti kangaka, but mine nawe ukuthi asinabudlelwane, it definitely has dire consequences. It's Rise FM.